This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all right indeed. Good morning and welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show, and happy Thursday to you. We're getting toward the end of the week, and it's NFL draft day, so that should have your mood a little higher, your spirits a little higher. A fresh new batch of young talent awaits the opportunity to play in the National Football League, and we'll be talking about that today. 93.7 The Fan has draft coverage at 6 o'clock tonight with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, among others. You'll hear them on the morning show, and then they'll coming back to join Donnie Chedrick, Doug Whaley, and several others who are going to break down the draft, give you picks, and it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time indeed. I'm excited to see who the Steelers pick. I've got some thoughts on who they should pick, and what positions that they should be looking out for, and just kind of how I feel about this team. Also, though, in some news, the Pirates lost yesterday 3-2. May touch on that a little bit, but it just depends on where the conversation goes. And if you want to steer it in a certain direction, you want to have a conversation, voice your opinions at any point in time, you're welcome to at 412-928-9370. You can call that phone number. And I'll answer. We can have a conversation. Give me your opinions on the draft, though. Tell me how you're feeling about the draft right now, what position you want the Steelers to prioritize, how you're feeling about the Steelers still. Are you still on the highs of the quarterback acquisitions, the trading of Pickett and Deontay Johnson, and the other signings that they made that interest you? Do you think Brandon Ayuk is a legitimate option still for the Steelers? You think they can get the San Francisco 49ers to budge? There's been rumors swirling about that as well that have been picking up. It seems like the 49ers are answering the phone, I guess, more frequently, however you want to say it. They're still not budging too hard from what I understand, but like talks are heating up, and that grip could loosen on Ayuk from the 49ers from what I understand. So do you think that's realistic? Do you think there's any merit to the reports that are out there that perhaps the Steelers are getting closer to a Brandon Ayuk trade? 412-928-9370. Give me a call. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. If you prefer to type out a response or a comment or a theory or an opinion, you can do it on there as well. @Callas_33. Just mention me in a post on X, and I usually respond to those in written form, or I'll verbalize them if I find the comments interesting enough. So with that, let's begin. Oh, by the way, hold on. Yeah, one more piece of news. This broke during the morning show yesterday. Justin Fields, not his fifth-year option not being picked up. So that means, yeah, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields both are playing in their final years of their contracts. So there's some good to that for the Steelers, that they don't have to invest any more money past this year on Fields if they don't have to. But also, if he plays well, you may lose him and have to pay more money than you may have had to before on his rookie deal. And maybe he'll price himself out. Now, I don't know how likely that is. Maybe he'll play well enough that they'll sign him back and they'll get him for a solid price, which also, I guess, is kind of fed into these reports. So now we'll kind of tie this in. It's also kind of fed into these reports that the Steelers may draft a quarterback earlier on, first, second round. I've seen some news floating out about that, and maybe this Justin Fields news of them not picking up his fifth-year option is indicating that the Steelers are going to make a move and get one of these young quarterbacks to fill out the three. Now, initially, I thought that they may try to fill that in the later rounds. I didn't think they were going to go out and sign a veteran guy. I think having a young quarterback who could surprise you is a good idea, and to keep one on the roster and maybe get that guy through the draft and, like, you know, anywhere between the fifth and the seventh round would make sense. But, I mean, who knows with Omar Khan what's going to happen, and the Steelers really make it difficult to predict anything that they're going to do. I mean, Crowley said it best yesterday on the Fan Morning Show. He said, it's misinformation season. No team is going to accurately display what they're trying to do. And that's just because they don't want, you know, other teams to get a lock on what they're doing so they can make more accurate and informed decisions. Every team, it seems, has the goal. They're trying to surprise the other teams, which makes sense. It's strategic. And there's nothing wrong with it, but we as fans have to sit and wonder. And part of me is kind of buying into the idea that the Steelers could take a quarterback earlier on. I don't think it would be the best choice for them. But not taking Justin Fields' fifth-year option now tells me, like, okay, are they... Now they could, if they do take a quarterback in the early rounds, first, second, or even third round, if there's any guys, you know, legitimately available that late, they could have a legit three-quarterback competition where maybe Russell Wilson starts and gets the opportunities early on, but they have a guy with a lot of promise to fall back on if both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields don't pan out, or maybe they get a QB. Let Fields and Wilson have their competition that we all expected, and then they draft another guy and then bring in a veteran to be a backup in the following years if Wilson or Fields doesn't pan out, or maybe if they price themselves out of Pittsburgh. I don't know how likely that is, but it's possible they continue to play well and do it in a way that can get them paid more elsewhere. So that kind of opens the door for that conversation, which, again, I thought it was a bit silly when I saw those reports early on, because I really would like the Steelers to heavily assess the center position and wide receiver in the early rounds, because those are positions of need. Wide receiver may be considered more than the line, because at least they could put some fill-in guys in on the line, which I'll get more in-depth about in a moment. They could put some fill-in guys on the line. They need a receiver or two now that can be immediately implemented into the core and you know, solidify the depth. I mean, they've got talent in George Pickens. And that's pretty much where it is. Like, they need more guys. Ayuk would be an interesting piece to add in there, which is why I would love that deal to happen. But is it actually going to happen? I mean, the 49ers have to be willing to part with him, so that's what's going to stall those talks, but yeah, I thought that the quarterback talk was kind of silly at first, and then now it makes more sense with Justin Fields not having his fifth-year option picked up. So I'm not gonna take it out of the realm of possibility that Khan could just throw, you know, everything out the window that makes logical sense to us based on what we know and do something that will, I guess, make more sense over time. But again, Omar Khan in the draft, I mean, he's done one draft. So the fruits of his drafts have not really been able to expand fully yet. So, I mean, you saw Broderick Jones play, you saw Joey Porter Jr. play. So now we're into that second class where now a lot of his draft picks are going to start to play for this team. And a lot of the old picks from Kevin Colbert, top picks pushed out, Kenny Pickett being one of them, Deontay Johnson being one of them. Like, they're being tossed out. Now we're fully seeing what Omar Khan's going to be doing. So really this year is going to be a big judgment for him when talking about, okay, the players that he drafted are now going to all start to come together, and the free agent signings that he made are going to be able to be judged more accurately. And in particular, the quarterback acquisitions that he's making are going to be able to be judged. So with that being said, drafting a quarterback here may make sense in some realm. I don't think it's likely. I wouldn't like it to happen. But the reports out there and the unpredictability of Omar Khan this season tell me that they may take one early on. I think it'll be interesting just to think about, like, if they do. Based on what we know now, which is Justin Fields will not have his fifth-year option picked up. I'll talk about exactly who I want, because I think it's an interesting debate, too. Wide receiver or center, which one should be invested in more? I'll talk about that here in a minute. But 412-928-9370 is the phone number that you can voice your opinion at that phone number this morning. So I'll let this person voice theirs now. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Anthony here in Oakland, my friend.
All right. What's up?
Look, the Pittsburgh Steelers need to build up that offensive line.
Sure. They
need to follow that Kansas City mode. Let's, you know, with Tyreek Hill, and they were the greatest show on turf, revisited, traded Hill, got assets, but they learned in that Super Bowl against Tampa, if you don't build up that offensive line, you're going to get Mahomes killed. That's what the Steelers need to do. Build up that offensive line. And I'm not talking about Anuke and all these other cast of characters. You'll find a wide receiver in the third round. There's a plenty of them, a plethora of wide receivers this year. Build that up. And listen, if they did not already have a deal with Justin Fields, so I let him know, we're not going to pick this up, but we're going to do it like it did Jordan Love type deal. We're going to pay you 2 years at this amount or whatever. Beat male practice. Why'd you require him in the first place? Should have just kept Mason and Pickett if you were going to do this. But you just can't let them both walk out with zero. It'd be nonsense. Hopefully that's what they've done. If they didn't, then they need to be criticized, because that'd be ridiculous. You can't go get it. Well, what you need to go get a quarterback in a draft when you have other needs? Silly.
Yeah, Anthony, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot to argue with there. That would be, it would be odd. That's a good way to put it, actually. I like how you phrased that. Why, unless they were going to do a 2 year type of deal afterwards and have a preset plan with them, why would they cut them off like that? It's a good question. I mean, I guess they want to see how. Because Justin Fields, for all we know right now, has unproven talents, right? We understand that he has a skill set that makes him have potential, but potential doesn't matter if it never comes to fruition. I don't think Mason Rudolph wanted to stay here, so why not keep him as a, I think that's arbitrary at this point. I think he didn't want to be here anymore, and he wanted a fresh start, and he played his way out of Pittsburgh. That's my honest opinion. Now, everybody has a price, but do the Steelers also want to overpay for Mason Rudolph? I say no to that. So why not keep Kenny Pickett? I don't think Kenny Pickett wanted to be here either. And that's how this all started, because I think his representation went to Steelers management and said, hey, can this guy play? Can he have the opportunity to play, you know, in the NFL? And they were like, sure, he can play in the NFL. And then they shipped him off to the highest bidder. That's my only explanation there. Like, I get what you're saying, Anthony. What you're saying makes sense. Why would they in some regard? But I think that this is just what their thought process is, okay, two quarterbacks didn't want to be here. The third quarterback in Mitch Trubisky was not good enough, obviously, to play for this team anymore. And so let's just start over with two established names and then potentially a third guy in an early round. Now, again, I don't personally think that it's the greatest idea to invest in a quarterback early on in the draft, but also from what I'm hearing now and understanding, it would make more sense if they did it than I thought it would maybe a week or two ago. Because the Justin Fields, you know, decline in the option there, that changes the whole scope. Now, again, I don't personally agree with it. I'm just talking about what might make sense. And Omar Khan and the Steelers in general are just not particularly predictable people. They don't make predictable decisions. Some of them we may not like on their faces right now. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it'll play out. But, I mean, Omar Khan this season is going to be able to be judged more accurately now because he's got more of his draft picks in the mix now, and the signings that he made. We can only hope that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are going to be good, or at least one of them will be good enough to maintain a starting position. But, I mean, we just don't know. But they've got to have a legit competition, and they've got to play it through first, and we'll see. But if they add a third guy who's talented into that mix, then they're good. And the only thing I'll say, too, about the Kansas City comparison as well, they wanted an offensive line to protect Patrick Mahomes. I get that. But Patrick Mahomes is also their established quarterback, and they knew that he was going to be their quarterback for a while at that time. So they protect him because they got their guy. Steelers don't have their guy yet. Steelers don't have that guy. The Steelers no longer have a franchise quarterback right now. They could find their franchise quarterback by acquiring guys and then maybe invest in the offensive line next year. So as I talk this out, that would make some sense. But I don't know. Well, maybe it wouldn't either, because if Russell Wilson and Justin Fields aren't on the team anymore, that would be tough. I don't know. It's hard to determine what the Steelers are trying to do, and just trying to put the logic together and make it make sense. You know, we'll find out. I mean, we're going to find out here in about 13 hours or 14 hours. You know, what all these rumors were about. But, I mean, we're speculating here. 412-928-9370. Trying to piece the puzzle together. We're trying to fight through the misinformation and the general reports, or the genuine reports. Try to figure out what the Steelers are going to do. If you have an opinion, who should they take? 412-928-9370. Do any of these rumors make sense to you? Is there a rumor that you heard out there that you find interesting as well? You can give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Type out a response. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling about this draft for the Steelers. Coming up next, I'll give my genuine opinion, before I found out Justin Fields wasn't getting his fifth-year option picked up, what I thought the Steelers could and would do in the draft as it relates to center and wide receiver. I'll have my opinions on that coming up next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Nicholas Harry Callis. And the Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online as well at sunchevy.com today. High of 58, low of 40. Overcast skies expected tomorrow. High of 70. jumps up that far, low of 41. And clear skies expected, though, over the weekend. On Saturday, you could expect a 55% chance of rain. All right, so we're still talking the NFL draft. It is NFL draft day. First day of the draft is here. First couple rounds are going to take place these next few days. So if you want to call and talk about who the Steelers should get, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number that you can reach me at. We can talk about who you want the Steelers to draft in these early rounds. Who's what position do you take a priority to? I already talked about some of the rumors about the Steelers getting a quarterback in the early round that could happen. You know, there have been some reports out there that is a legitimate consideration for them. Especially since, because we didn't know until yesterday, Justin Fields' fifth-year option is not being picked up. So both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are on the final years of their deals. They will not be official Steelers unless they sign some sort of extension going into free agency for next season. So does that open the door for a quarterback? I'm going to talk in a minute here about what I think that they should do. I kind of peddle this quarterback talk because it just makes logical sense in some realm since they didn't pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. But I'll talk about what I want them to do, and I'll settle I guess I'm not going to settle a debate. I'm just going to give my opinion and add it to the debate. But you're welcome to call and voice your opinion as well and kind of talk about what you want to happen or what you've heard. If there's a rumor you want to address with me this morning, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. I got another caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Dave on the road. They're going to take a wait-and-see approach with the QB situation. One of the two QBs will be the starter next year. They're just waiting to see which one they're going to pay. On that note, going to the draft, it's all going to play out how them offensive tackles go, depending on who's there and who's not. If one of them offensive tackles like Lathan or Mims are there, they're going to take them at 20. What I like to see them do is move one of those fourth-round picks or third-round picks, move up in the second round and grab either Jackson Powers or Frazier would be the best option to do with one of them two, both a tackle and an offensive lineman, and then they can deal with wide receiver later. That's all. Thanks, man.
So you want them to prioritize the line. That's what I'm hearing, right?
That's the most important thing at this point in time to take care of. If they don't do that, they're going to have another bad year.
Dave, thanks for the call. You can voice your opinion out there as well, 412-928-9370. What do you want to see from the draft? Dave says prioritize the O-line. Sure. So I'm kind of torn. This is a great debate, by the way, I think, for the wide receiver versus offensive line. And maybe if you even want to go more specific, wide receiver versus center, what should the Steelers prioritize in this draft? I think the blanket statement that the Steelers have been really good at finding wide receivers in the past makes you just assume that those receivers will be immediately ready just because the Steelers are good at picking them. I have some doubts about that, but I understand that argument. So the Steelers are good at finding wide receivers later in the draft. So why would you try to waste an early pick on one? I understand that perspective. I'm just, on the other hand, though, I am concerned. I think I am leaning toward alignment, actually, now that I'm kind of talking myself through it. Because I know that they said, okay, yeah, Herbig can play center. You know, you can put some guys in there. You have guys on the line that have that experience, whatever. I understand that. But I don't want that at all. Like, I don't want another stopgap guy. I don't want another, I don't want any guys that are going to be, like, you know, not permanent guys. Like, I want somebody that you can put in there, and I want somebody who can start, like, right away at that primary position. So I may lean towards center or at least offensive line, because I'm with those of you that argue that they've found receivers before. They'll find receivers again, I'm sure. 412-928-9370, that's the number. And we got another caller who wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, sir. KP.
All right, what's up, KP?
Hey, I think in the first round, the Steelers should probably target best available at number 20. I mean, even if a guy like, you know, Brock Bowers is there at tight end, or one of those receivers. Why not just go for, you know, whoever's the best available and then work your way up from there? I mean, I just think that every position can use some sort of upgrade or some sort of, like, massage or lubrication, so to speak. So why not just go all in and try to win now? Forget about tomorrow. Let's go for today.
Sure. Thanks for the call, KP. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.